intermission interview time, and we have been very, very fortunate to have Norm Johnson on the phone with us, now out in Arizona enjoying the sunshine, the last head coach when the Flim Flam Bombers won the SJHL Championship and then the Anavet Cup and went to the Centennial Cup. Norm Johnson, just, I guess, tell us a little bit about 1993 and the finals.
Well, the series against Melville was went seven games. We won in the seventh game. It was a battle. The game was a way different than the game is now. Lots of battles, lots of fights along the wall, lots of battles for pucks along the wall, lots of battles in front of the net, lots of body contact, scrums, fights. The game was way different than it is now. And the game was different. We still had a lot of skill. Both hockey teams still had a lot of skill. So it was different, but still the same. But the series went seven games. We lost the first two games in Melville, won the next two games in Flin Flon, lost the fifth game in Melville, won the sixth game in Flin Flon, and then we beat him the seventh game in Melville and won the championship.
Tell us a little bit about maybe the atmosphere of both rinks and what the Whitney Forum was like during that time.
We had people in the Whitney Forum that had never been to hockey games before. We had people in the Whitney Forum that came and ate supper to get a seat in that series. And we had fans in the Whitney Forum that watched warm-up. And by the time the warm-up was over, the building was full. And we had the Whitney Forum. People were sitting in the aisles. Anywhere you could find a seat, you sat in the Whitney Forum. It was amazing atmosphere.
Tell us a little bit. I know you don't want to leave anybody out, but some of the players that that you remember and some of the players that that the crowd got behind.
Well, I can tell you the lines. Robbie Beck played the left. Robbie Beck left side. Tyler Shane played the middle. And Darren Johnson played on the right side. Very good line, lots of scoring. Bobby Beck was a hometown product, was our captain of our hockey team. Darren Johnson was an 18-year-old tough kid out of Flin Flon. He'd battle anybody, anytime, any place. And Travis Shane was a centerman out of Flin Flon. I'm sorry, out of Ballyford. A very skilled line, really tough line, very good in battle. Then we had Clark Punk out of Flin Flon, another hometown product. He played in the middle between Jason Brown. Brownie was the toughest guy in the league at that time, and a big right winger named Aaron Kane. And they were basically our fourth line, but every line won a championship as we went through. Won a series as we went through. And the team and the fans really loved Brownie because he could fight and fought a lot. And they loved Darren Johnson because he could pound bodies. And Robbie Beck was skilled. They loved him because he's a hometown product and captain. Travis Shane was really good. Then we had a guy named Wally Spence. Shane Hayes and Wally Spence, Mark Lopke, Shane Hayes. Really good line. Shane Hayes was a local product. Dad worked at the mine. Wally Spence was a tough First Nation. Well, we had a number of First Nation kids in our hockey team, but Wally Spence was from a really good place. We used to call him Top Shelf Wally, as we used to call him, because he put all the pucks on the right up top. Okay, the other line was Nolan Weir on the left-hand side. JJ was in the middle, and the right-hand guy was Chris Hatch. Those are my four forward lines. Very good lines. They're outstanding hockey players, good men right now. So that's one of the things about the Flin Flon atmosphere was we developed good hockey players, but also the community actually developed good human beings, which is really nice. Our back end was really strong. Daryl Dixon, Lane Humany, Paul. We had all kinds of, we had six guys at the back, Tyler Kuhn. We had six guys, I know him, Jason Madden was the other guy. I know we had six guys that could play. Danny Dennis was our goaltender. And then we had Todd Heck as an extra D. Todd Heck, Todd Kuzak. So basically that was our line. That was our hockey team. And it was good. It was big. It was strong. It was good. and the fans in Flin Flon rallied behind him, cheered, never gave up on him. Met us. We won Flin Flon against Melville. They actually met us coming home on the bus at the Whitney Forum in the morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. They met us. A group of fans met us. The town was great. We had a parade. It was unbelievable. The town rallied behind the team. It was incredible.
And I'm guessing for the clinching victory of that game 7, there were a lot of Flin Flonners who made their way out to Melville.
Seven buses. The fire marshal came out to me and said, "We got too many people in the building. Some of the Flin Flon people, you know, we have to go." I go, "You kick them out. I'm not." That was the end of that conversation.
Well, yeah, there. And I think did they all come on the ice after? Because I've seen some pictures and some video.
Everybody was in town. Everybody was there. They all came.
So after that, you guys went to the Centennial Cup. Could you talk a little bit about that experience going out east for the national championship?
Well, we went to Dauphin first.
Right.
And Dauphin, we ended up losing some bodies because of injuries. And we beat those guys in 6. Great series. Again, we had lots of fans travel up and down the highway with us. So we won that one. I didn't realize what the Anavet Cup meant. Army-Navy Veterans Affair. My mother had to tell me that because I didn't know what it meant. So we won the Anavet Cup. Then we went out to Centennial Cup in Amherst, Nova Scotia. And then we really had a tremendous amount of problems with injuries. Chris Hatch went down. Rob Beck was sore. We had some issues with injuries. And unfortunately, we were not successful. But the trip was unbelievable. We had fans come out with us again. The fans in Flin Flon, I think, are the best in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. I just do. When they rally behind you that year, it was just incredible.
You talked about the big run in the playoffs. Was there, and the physicality, was there that intensity back in there throughout the entire season? And what were some of the bigger rivalries with clubs? Is it similar like it is now with, like, say, Melfort and Nipawin?
Well, nobody liked us. Nobody liked coming to Flin Flon. Nobody liked coming to the Rock. Nobody liked the Bombers at all. And on the road, they didn't like us either. So the rivalry in every city was intense because not a lot. We didn't play a very friendly style of hockey. How does that put it?
That's probably
very nice to play against. We had some of the toughest and biggest guys in the league, and we played that way. We played very physical, very intense, and the young men that played for us worked extremely hard.
And yes, that was the last time that the Flin Flon Bombers won the league back in 1993. They're in the finals, of course, this year. Just maybe let some folks know what you're up to now. Are you still involved in hockey?
Nope.
Not at all. You're done.
And you know what? And I think people don't understand something. I'm really pleased that the Flin Flon Bombers are in the league final. They've had some success under Mike. He's done a great job. Winning hockey games and winning a championship and going to the final, coming out of Flin Flon, Manitoba, has got to be one of the toughest things you can possibly do. The travel is incredible. getting players into Flin Flon, he's done a great job. Getting players, recruiting hockey players into Flin Flon, great job. He's had great success. We want him to win.
That's indeed, and that's what the Flin Flon Bombers trying to do with their big series here against Estevan. Before I let you go, Estevan's got a new building. Tell us a little bit about the old building in Estevan, Norm.
Well, the old building, when any of those guys were there was always one end of the rink that the net was smaller than the other end of the rink. But it was a tough building to play in. A great building to play in, lots of atmosphere, lots of guys who came to that league. The ice was really small. It was the same size as the Boston Bruins, but the ice was really small. Small ice surface. The game has changed a lot in many, many buildings, and it just has.
Yes, and some buildings are different, but the Whitney Forum is still there.
Whitney Forum's got a great culture. It's got a great history. All those banners, I'm hoping that Mike can put another banner up in the building, which would be great.
Yes, indeed. And hopefully we can do that here for our community to match the one that you did way back when. All right. Thank you very much. Former head coach of the Bombers, Norm Johnson, the last person to coach the Bombers when they won the SJHL crown. Thank you for taking some time out of your day and chatting with us here on the Creighton Furniture Bomber Hockey.